Well, what do? Oh, there we go. Okay, fine. So sorry about last week. I just didn't, whatever. Unlock missing share a whole week about these things happen. That's why I was a bit loath to put it off till tomorrow, because tomorrow I don't know where I'm going to be, and then it's ready. So whatever. You made it. So we're about to start Perek Ches. This is tough stuff. We're relying a little bit on the fortune down at the bottom, the Pischelev. Whatever. We've mentioned this before. This is tough stuff. Right? Let's see what we come away with. But Tamar and Nefesh. The Nefesh starts off Perek Ches. Asakti berufuasi ve'leisi le'arucha. I've been involved in the refuah that you provided me, that the seichel provided him with, and I have gone up very long. You've established me on the truth. And it's a great thing that what you've done, that you've placed the light of your seichel on my refuah, whatever that means. And you've removed from me the sense of blindness. And it's because this, with all these enormous strides that I've made, but Perek Ches, we're all holding here, right? What's still troubling me is one mevucha. Mevucha is a trap, is a problem. This one mevucha, this one stumbling block. I don't know. Mevucha is a mavoch, is a puzzle. Some kind of whatever. Don't exactly know. Some kind of a complicated problem that I can't solve.
Maybe a maze?
A maze. That's the word I'm looking for. Mavuch is a maze. It's also a puzzle. Yeah, all those kind of things. That's what a maze is. It's a puzzle, I suppose. Okay. There was a word I was looking for. So you could lose your whole avodah zarah because of this one problem. Well, he's made an enormous stride. He's really doing well. But this one problem he has can cause him to lose all his avodah zarah kim. Interrupt several. And if you will heal me from the suffering that this mevucha is causing me, and you'll remove from me the worry that this is placing on me, then it's korov levada that if you'll save me from this sevel, this great sevel, it's korubvada that I'll be healed completely from all my machalot. Totally purified. Oh, Yonatan Shalom.
Sorry, I'm not.
So that's the question. He's made enormous strides, the Nefesh, and there's one problem left. And if he doesn't get that sorted out, he's going to lose all his elokim. But if he gets it sorted out, then he'll be misrapa legamre mikol malachatoy. So that's obviously a very important puzzle. May's problem, whatever you want to call it, it needs to be solved. So what is this mavucha, this maze, this complexity, this problem, whatever it is, this trap that you have that's causing you such terrible, terrible problems? So Nefesh says like this, and he goes on a long discourse, yeah? Until we get to the seichel, might take us a bit of time. But there goes the nefesh on what is quite a lomdish presentation for the nefesh. You know, quoting psukim, and there's a difficult piece of warning in there. How much we'll get out of it, I don't know. We'll go through it. So says the nefesh. Amucha matrido tihi shemitzad echad ani motzet besifrei hakodesh ki yesh liyachas es koiches harotzen hayochelet hativu. The hakfir rak le'elokim. Four things. We'll go into these four things now. We'll have a look here in the pas lechem. He brings down. We'll see some of this. Dvarim ma'od amok. He sees in the Sifrei Kodesh that there's some kind of relationship. There's some kind of aspect. What's called the koiches of rotzon, yecholet, Tivoy and Kriya. Rotson is desire. I'm just translating these words loosely. Yocholet is ability. Tivo is a command, and Kve is force. And those.
Are you on Ches? Are you starting Ches now, Raf?
We just started Ches. Sorry, yeah.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Okay, good. Thanks, Nana. Thank you.
We just started Perek Ches, yeah. And all you missed was the Nefesh said he's got this problem and he doesn't solve this problem. He's going to lose all his Avodas Elokim. And if he gets this one sorted out, everything will be great. Total refuah. And he's now starting to explain what the problem is, that he sees in the Sifrei Kodesh that these four kochot are only yichas to Hashem. V'iki levadoi mafil koiches elu b'kol ma'ashibora. And only he generates, only he runs these koiches in everything that he created, yesh miayin. L'lo hevdel ben doimam tzomaya chayo medabe. Makes no difference whether it's doimam, inanimate objects, tomeach, growing objects, medabe, he leaves out achaya umedabe. The four levels of the Bria, there's the fifth one we know about as well, but he doesn't mention that. Yeah, it's not really shaychia. V'chikulam po'elim mitreich hechreach behetem l'ritzoyne. And all these four levels of the Bria, doimim, tomeach, achaya umedabe, they all function out of an imperative, a force, in accordance with his ratzon. Well, of course, we now bring many, many psukim to prove this. So what are these four yecholot? Before we get caught in a trap, we have to know what we're talking about. So he brings in the pas lechem, he says like this. These four kochot, rotzen, yecholet, tziva, and kviya, kol pe'ula be'olam, every action in the world, yetzet le'poil, comes out into actuality, al yedei arba midos elu shel abayis baruch. The Boire has, Kaviyachal, we're talking here, obviously, in the Giloy of the Boire, and him himself, you can't talk about any of this. It's nonsense. But in the Giloy of Hashem, he has these four midas. The Mashal, he brings a marshal, three Hatzomayach. A fruit that grows. Fruit grows on a tree, yeah? How does that happen? First, he has a rotzen. Hashem has a rotzen. There should be a vet. There should be a watermelon, bonagid, or an apple. He brings that about by a thing called yecholet. That yecholot has to do his rotzen. Yecholot means he has the ability, the power. The power has to fulfill the rotzen. The rotzen says, I want a pri, and he has the ability to do that. So the ability, the yecholet, relates back and does the rotzen. Then Hashem makes a decree, a tzivoy, on the earth and on the tree, all other things that you need in order to create a fruit. You need air, you need sun, you need earth, you need the tree, whatever. You need all the different components that make a fruit. He commands them to bring out the fruit the way he wants it, the way he desired it originally. And he forces them to do his rotzon, to fulfill his command. He forces them. So it starts, everything that comes into the Bria starts with Hashem's rotzon. Hashem wants this fruit. And then the ability to make this fruit fulfills the rotzon via a process called tivoy and kviya. He commands the things to do what he wants, and he forces them to do it. Now, okay, why you need to force them if you already commanded them? I don't know. That's what we're talking about here. We'll see exactly what his problem is. He hasn't exactly explained his problem yet. All he said is that he sees these four koiches that only Hashem has, and he activates everything that he created in the world via these four kochot. And it makes no difference whether it's Doim and Tzomeach Chayim Medaber. They all work per force in accordance with these Rotson. That's what we set up to now. Okay. You've got that, at least heard the words, and we're doing good. Kamal Shekosov, and I start quoting Psukim again. I don't know how much we'll get out of the Psukim, but let's just read them anyway. Some of them we will get something out of, others we'll be a bit bewildered as to why they are. Kol Shechovetz Hashem also b'shamayim uva'aretz. Everything that Hashem desires, there's the Rotson, who also b'shamayim v'aretz. Also, I don't know where you see clear and you call it, whatever he wants, he does. Okay, that we knew. V'nema, Hashem meimi sumachaya moiri choil v'yoil. Hashem, his maimis, kills, he brings back to life. He puts him down into shol, into what we call Gehenim, hell, whatever. V'yoil, he lifts him up. Hashem meirish umashir, mashpil af meraimim. All the opposite. He makes him poor, he makes him rich, he lowers him down, he brings him up. V'nema, mi ze ome v'ti Hashem lo tzivo.
Where you see, I don't know. When am I, Hashem lo yivone bais, shav omulo boy nevbo, Hashem lo yishmo ir, shav shoket shreme. Hashem doesn't build a house, then the builders are wasting their time. Hashem doesn't guard the city, so then the guarders are not really that going to be that functional. I don't know where you see the four yucholets here again. It's telling me that Hashem's all powerful. We know that. What's all the repetition and the Maidika Amud of Chemsal of Ovestia? You could spend the rest of your life and unravel the Kavanas here. I'm sure someone's done it. Venema, Shov Lechem, Mishkime, Kumi, Achre, Shevis, Eichle, Lechem, Hatsovim, Kain, Hitain, Lelido, Sheno. You're wasting your time getting up. Moichre, Shevis, Eichle, Lechem, Hatsovim, Kiitain, Lelido, Sheno. He gives to his beloved one sleep. Fahabet, Sukim, Daimim, Nemu. Lots of Sukim, similar, say the same thing. Yesh, Lil Moid, Mihem, Lichoira. Here comes where the problem of the nefesh is starting to come out. Mazah mavuch. We haven't seen the mavuch yet. It's all very well. Hashem creates everything that comes into the world through these four powers, through the entire level of the Bria, and we have a whole bunch of psukim and many, many more that prove that. Okay, Gavaldik, so what's your problem? You see from all of this that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created Bnei Adam, Yesh Miayin, to fill the world, to settle it, this world, Kudugmas Yesa Balachayim, like all the other animals in the world. The law called Tzorech Naisef, without any other need. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu moves them, when he activates them, then they move with his permission. And yachaltoi. Same as the fruit. If the fruit wants to grow, it can't. It needs a Kodesh Baruch Hu to inject those things into it. But Hashem wants the cow to lie down and go to sleep. It lies down and goes to sleep. He wants to say that. You see the same with Adam. Adam gets up because Hashem gets him up. He puts him down and he puts him down. Whatever he does is because he's been glazed by the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What you're hearing here a little bit is Bechira, no? All this is true. Well, let's see where he goes with this. All the philosophers, the early philosophers, that he's referring to Aristotle, Plato, the great Greek philosophers, maybe, I don't know. Bachabia was from the Arabic world. I don't know how much he was exposed to the Greek philosophers. I don't know who he's talking about, but they all agree with all of this. They all agree that's the way it works. So that's the first step. Got that clear? Okay, nice. I find in the Sefer Torah opinions that contradict this.
From this psukim, you have to learn that the deeds of man are handed over to him in his permission, in his domain. He chooses it from his own desire. There's no kfir, there's no Hashem forcing him one way or the other. Became nice, but it's doing your bechira. Also, he's doing his rotzon and his bechira. And that's why he deserves scha for his avoida and a punishment for his avaris. Fish don't get rewarded because fish don't have bechira. They just do whatever they're programmed to do. The four koiches, that's what actualizes them, activates them, moves them, stops them. But Adam seems to have another aspect here. Adam seems to be doing things, but it's no bechirosoi. And therefore he deserves reward and punishment. I'm telling you, you've got choices. That's where we learn Bechira from, a Bechata Bechaim. Hashem never ever gave even a universe, billions of universes. They never had this choice. They just do what they're programmed to do. We have Bechata Bechaim, V'nemo, Miyet Gemayisu Zois. From your hands this came. You know how this came about? Because of you. You mean, I'm just a fruit that got forced into doing what I'm supposed to be doing. What do you want from me? No, we see you're not like that. V'nema ki poel odom yisholim lo. What a person does, he'll be paid for. V'nema iveles adam tesalef darkoi ve'etzem adover sheteroseinu mechilat toira u'mitzvah z'umutza mo'ere b'tzuru bru la'ashkof azu. You see that the toira, I don't know what these different categories are, there's toira v'mitzvah z'umutza, they all teach this very clearly, this hashkofa. You can't teach, force, command something that doesn't have his own reshus. You can't command an elephant. What's the lashon? Sorry. You can't teach an elephant. You can't command an elephant. You can't give it to Chocha because he's not being a good elephant. Because he's not reshus atzmoy. He's just an outcropping of the rotten of the boira. He himself has nothing. He's just working out of the pressure of this force, of this imperative. The mere fact that the Torah promises reward and punishment. That indicates to us that the actions of man or hand it over to his domain. You're responsible for what you do. Hashem doesn't force you to do good or bad. So what's the problem? He's got a big stira here. This is bothering me terribly. There's no way to find a solution to these opposing forces. On the one hand, Hashem does everything. It's all perforce. It all comes through rotzon yicholet tzivui v'kviya. And yeah, you're telling me no. You see, not on the other hand, you see it's all bechira and choice, and you take responsibility for what you do. And you've got a terrible stereo. Ha'im kayemes refuah le'sevel zeh? Is there some kind of a healing for this terrible suffering that I'm going through? The seichel says, "Me'yiten te'yar po'iti hakel mimenu al yotcho." Can you give me some kind of a way out of this terrible, terrible mavucha? That sounds a bit pathetic to us, no? We know the things that have bechira. This is another bechira. We learned Rambam. We know for taste. We're not exactly sure what the seichel's terrible mavucha is. Yeah, we have such a mavucha. This bothered us by any way. You see a stone, you know, stone's a stone. He's not getting a reward, he's not getting a punishment. Whatever he does, it's a boy Raidim does. It's Einoid Milvodoy. Everything's Einoid, everything is Hashem. And yet we know there's this miracle, incredible miracle called Bechata Bechaim, called Bechira. And wherever you have Bechira, well, then those four Quakers aren't functioning. So what's the big This is the mavuka that he doesn't get this clear, he can't avoid us any shame anymore. And if he gets this clear, he's got everything sorted out. I've got this sorted out, and I'm also not Shalem in any way. I'm also not. If he gets this right, then he'll have everything clear. Well, I think I've got this clear. This mavucha, I'm not caught in this trap, and I'm not, certainly not, what's the lashon? I'm not perfect. If this is the criteria, this you have to understand how to get out of this mavucha and everything's fixed, then I should be flying. I don't feel exactly. So what's exactly the problem here of the nefesh? Something's ebukir and something's don't. I don't get the kasha. Anybody want to suggest what the big mavucha is that everything stands and falls on this problem? Don't get it.
Well, but you do get it. You've worked through it. And in the end, the kasha is a great kasha. You know, if you don't have free will, then how can you be responsible for anything? So it's like, choose. Is it all from Hashem or do I have a part? Which one is it? Define it, distinguish it for me, because you've got the Torah saying two different things. So which one is it? And how does it work? Because if you don't have to take responsibility, it's all already predetermined and Hashem does everything, then what's the point? You'll get it. You'll give in to Yisohara and just do it, because it will either be or it won't be. Like, well, you know, that's the kasha. I mean, that's what it seems like to me. It's like a brilliant kasha. It's just you've worked through it. You know, you understand.
The kasha is coming from the seichel. Let's remember where the kasha is coming from. The kasha is coming from the seichel. The seichel doesn't get bechira. Bechira you need to get with the das. Sorry, the kasha is coming from the nefesh.
It's from the nefesh.
It's coming from the nefesh. The nefesh doesn't get bechira. The same way as the entire goyish world doesn't get bechira. Das is the only quality we have, the only tool we have that gets Bechira. And therefore the Nefesh has this problem. God is talking about Bechata Bechaim and all these things. How do you have Bechira? We see not like that. We see that all the Sifre Kodesh tell you that everything is Rotz and Yecholis, Sivu Bechir. And that's only to Hashem. No one has these fell powers. And he's Nevadoi Mafil Koi Chaseinu, but Kol Mashi Bora, in everything he created in all four levels of the Bria. And now you're telling me this Bechira? Where does Bechira, how does Bechira fit into that system that we've built? The minute you say that these four Koiches are only to Hashem, and they apply to everything that he created, that means including me and you. So then there's no room for Bechira in that system. And yet we see that there's a lot of hachachos on the Torah. There is bechira. Aval zelo mitzadeh. How can you have bechira in a world where there's no bechira? That might be the beginning of understanding, I think, what the kasha is. And yeah. My answer is not really an answer, because I'm just saying there's bechira. Yeah, but his problem is a bit deeper than that. There can't be bechira when everything is rotz and yecholis, tivoi v'kviya. That only Hashem has, and that's in every aspect of the Bria. They can't be, technically, they can't, there's no place in that for Bechira. I think that's more what's stumbling him.
100%.
And having said, yeah, well, something's got Bechira, something's don't have Bechira, doesn't answer the question, because telling you it's right. Impossible to have Bechira in that place. That's why I think he's stuck. It's impossible, Bechira. And he's 100%. Right, it is impossible. And I think he's right, it is impossible. That's the miracle of Bechira. Let's see. Let's see how he unfolds.
Ma'od man yen,
but it's very difficult stuff. So anyway, let's see. Let's see what he does. Oine ha-seichel. Ha-Thomas ha-psukim ha-nirim l'cha-soisrim, k'soisrim. Einu kasha yoisim mashiach Thomas hanigudim anirim bechush b'metzias atzma. Balancing, clarifying, unraveling the theory of these psukim these psukim that seem contradictory, aligning them is no more difficult than aligning and sorting out the opposing forces that you see with your own senses in the world itself. You're bringing stiras from the pasuk, but I'll show you stiras in the world as well, he says. And solving the problems in the psukim is no more difficult than solving problems in the bria. So where are the problems in the mitzvahs? Sometimes we see that a person has the ability to do whatever he wants. And sometimes we see that a person does something and the opposite result comes about. Not what he wanted. There's a stira. Do I have the ability to do whatever I want or not? I try to do something and the opposite happened. So am I in control or not? Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. What's going on here? How have you solved that problem? He says it's no more harder to solve the psukim either. What does this contradiction in the materials teach you? First thing you need to know is a kosh boche shlita na dodo. And that a person is bound to the rotzon of Hashem. And the Kosh Boch frees him up to do what he wants, what Hashem wants. And Hashem prevents him from doing what he doesn't want him to do. You can also see this in the actions of speech, hearing, and sight. Sometimes Hashem gives a person bechira into your rishus, it now becomes your responsibility to speak, to hear, to see, according to whatever you want. Look at things you're not supposed to look at. Yeah, things you're not supposed to look at, say things you're not supposed to say. You see that Hashem sometimes gives you that koichas. Sometimes Hashem doesn't give you the ability to say whatever you want. And despite all of this, I see on the other hand, we see that a person gets schava oinesh in proportion to his deeds and his movements. The midah, he's covered la'ivet be'meselokim, or he's covered le'emroes boys, to the extent that he intended to serve Hashem, or on the opposite, to the extent that he intended to rebel against Hashem. Dovah ha'maled otcho, something that this teaches you, she'abachira mersura l'shusa shel ha'adam li'poel k'tzoy noihu. Within the system of kriya, of tivoy, in there, this thing called Bechira is handed over to the domain, to the permission to man to conduct himself how he wants. Obviously to the limitations of whatever Bechira limits him to. It's not a blank check. These contradictions that you find in the psukim themselves, you see in the Bria, b'chush atzmo, you see it in your own life. That means you don't have to go look in psukim. You just see in your day-to-day existence. V'im ken oisa piteron she'aniach es daitech ba'atamas ha'nigudim she'at roe b'matthias. And therefore the solution which will settle your mind as we ba'atoma means you solve the stira. Then he's like, no, there's a word for that. You reconcile the contradiction that you see in the mitzvahs. That same solution, who adds my yenechas died to gamba Thomas and stira shatcher was lirot the psukim. Exactly parallel. The contradiction you see in the bria, it's the same contradiction you see in the psukim. The solution we'll find to the problem in the bria, where you see mitzad echad, you have bechira, mitzad echad, you don't have bechira. That's one of the problems we grapple with all the time. Where's the bechira in my life? Do I have bechira? Don't I have bechira? Right? In Yisrael Mod Gadol, the last 2 days, I'm mamash exactly on this. I'm doing one thing, and Hashem says, just I'm running the show. And I'm trying to get Hashem out the way, and I'm trying to, and you're battling and struggling, and you don't know where your Bechira ends, and Hashem's control takes over. So the Baal Kashya to find sometimes, and it's contradictory. So ever you unravel that problem in your own life, in the Matthias, you'll unravel it, you'll unravel your problem with the Psukim, you'll unravel it in the same way. And I'll just end with the last line here. He says, there's already, we have a big machlekes in the Chachomim HaKadmoinim, Goinim, earlier Rishonim. Ketzed lachriya b'shay lezu, how we answer this question, im ha'odam poel mitoich hechrech or mitoich bechira. Is a person functioning out of force, out of imperative? He's coerced, it's all just predetermined, or out of bechira? This is an old argument. And he's going to go into this whole argument now, fascinating discussion, of whether we have Bechira or we don't. Are we fatalists? Are we predeterminists? Everything is all predetermined. It looks like you're making choices, but you're really not. The same as animals make look like they're making choices. At the end of the day, they're really not. Or no, do you really have Bechira? So we're into the core of this problem and this discussion about do we and where do we have Bechira? In the Rishonim and before that. Also with the big machlokes with the Greeks and the Goyish philosophers as well. So we'll touch on some of that. And it's very important because without this, he says, you're going to lose all your Avodas Hashem. And if you get this clear, then your Avodas Hashem is Sholem. I mean, you're, at least you're refuered, you've been healed from all your diseases, your spiritual diseases. Okay, so with Rats Hashem, we will continue. Shkoch Godel.
Yeah, Shkoch.
Hey, Krabby.
Take good care. All the best, Roboisa.
You too, ciao.
Sagazund.